Hello and welcome to Inside Education. Our website is insideed.com. I'm Sean Delaney and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. Bridge 21 is an initiative based in Dublin that aims to model an innovative, team-based approach to learning that is suited to the 21st century. It is located in Dublin City Centre, and in order to learn more about the initiative, I called into the centre and spoke to the Interim Programme Director, Kieran Bauer. Kieran began by outlining the background to Bridge 21.
Bridge 21 is a programme that's pretty much been going for the last 6 years. Originally, it was called Bridge to College, an outreach programme based in Trinity. We're an organisation that is a partnership between the NGO SUIS and Trinity College Dublin. In the last 2 to 3 years, the outreach programme has evolved into education transformation, and that's become very much the overall direction in which the programme is going. You may know there is quite a bit of reform, or there's a framework document which has come out through the NCCA, and this document is very much in line with 21st century learning skills. Bridge 21 is very much in that area. The model is based on three main themes, which would be project-based, technology-mediated, and team-led. So everything we do in Bridge 21 is a collaboration on one level or another. We're very well grounded in the research area as well, because of our connection with Trinity College Dublin. We have access to researchers and we have produced a number of documents in recent years in this whole area.
Who is the initiative for?
The initiative is really to change what's going on in our secondary schools today. The secondary schools haven't changed literally in the last 100 years. If you look at a Victorian classroom from 100 years ago and you look at a classroom here today, you're going to see very, very little change. That may be a slight exaggeration, but really it's very, very, very close to the truth. What you find is that each class still has the teacher at the top. You still have your rows of seats in front of you, and it's still very much based on the teacher dictating to the pupils. In Bridge 21, again in light of the 21st century learning skills, it is all about the students learning to learn for themselves. And that's the key issue, learning to learn for themselves. Yeah.
And how do they go about doing that?
The general sense, again, is that it is up to the students to understand that it's their learning. And if it's their learning, they need to take responsibility for their learning. So in classroom situations, our model would be very much based on the teacher being a mentor or facilitator. So in other words, taking that step back and allowing the students to make their own decisions. So in relation to what they're going to be doing at any one time in a particular subject area or whatever, it's giving those students an opportunity to take charge or to take responsibility and realise that it is all about their learning.
That would seem to work well, Kieran, for a student who's well motivated. But what about a student who really isn't too worried about it, or you know, couldn't really care less?
Well, that type of student you're going to have no matter what, no matter what system you have. But certainly what we've found that any student that's come into a Bridge 21 workshop and has worked in the collaborative groups, that always is the first thing they have to do, without doubt the students get it, and it's a phrase that we've used many, many times. So students that tend not to want to do work on an individual basis certainly feel more obliged, if that's the right word, to work with their own peers. So there would be, in a very positive way, there would be peer pressure to work together more and to obviously increase education in that.
And where do the students that are taking part in the scheme, I mean, I've seen some of them today, where do they come from?
I had mentioned earlier that our original remit was to be as an outreach program. So we, of course, TAP, who are based here in Trinity College,
can you say what TAP is?
Yes, of course, yeah, Trinity Access Program. They in the early days when Bridge College originally started, they would have helped with us helped to recruit a number of schools for us. So some of those schools have been with us since the very start. And then last year we went on a further recruiting drive and sent out some documentation and some marketing to the whole of Ireland, and we've since then got a number of new schools taking part. Whereas the Bridge College would be very much based on the lower socioeconomic grouping, we find that with Bridge 21, well, very obviously, it's education for all. So we have all types of schools involved at this moment in time.
And would these be students who would come in maybe during their transition year?
What in the Bridge College format, our model, it has always been transition year students. But what we're finding now in the last 2 years with our Bridge 21 programme, that really it's about the first years. So it's about engaging right from the get-go. A lot of students will have come from primary into secondary, and what normally happens is they are suddenly turned into individualised robots by the very nature of how the secondary school system works at this moment in time. What we would find is that these first-year students, if we can catch them at that early stage, would be in a position to follow on from what they're learning in primary and a lot of the projects and collaborative work that they would all have already been doing in primary.
So if a first-year group comes in here, then how long do they spend? Like, would it be one group from one school that would come in for a period of time?
Absolutely. I keep drawing reference back to the Bridge to College, but in the Bridge to College, we would normally have anything up to three or four schools mixed at any one time in a particular workshop. With the logistics involved in working with so many different schools, on the Bridge 21 programme, really we have to just stick with one school and one class at a time. So if a class comes into us here, it would be from the one school. And we also, in the recent months there, we've also started doing workshops in the schools themselves. So we would have first year classes doing the Bridge 21 programme in the school as well as here in our workshops.
So when the students arrive, how long do they spend?
The students in the Bridge 21 workshops, it's normally a day. It's very much an introduction. The whole basis is to bring in a class of students, and also normally they're accompanied by two teachers. The teachers will come in and observe what's going on. They're not expected to in any way take part. It's very much observational. The students on a typical day will come in. The very first thing they'll have to do is divide themselves up into teams. They are not allowed to pick the teams. We pick the teams. Again, in life, we don't get these chances to pick who we want to be with and who we work with, and we emphasise that point with the students. They're normally very disappointed not to be with their friends, but very quickly they adjust. So they're divided into teams. They will then pick a team name, which if you left them to it could take all day, but we helped them along with that. And then normally there are certain different tasks that we would have during the day. The whole idea is to create the sense of thinking for themselves. So a normal situation would be an element of brainstorming, and a typical kind of task then would be to ask them to think about the future, think about what technology is out there, or what fantastic things are happening, say in the year 2050. Based on ideas that they come up with, we would then ask them to create an advertisement campaign for their particular product or item or ideas, and that then would involve them using low level technology we use here all the time, Windows Movie Maker, and another software application package called Audacity. Very simple to use, free off the internet, and you're able to do anything with them within a matter of minutes. If anything, with the Bridge 21 model, we very much advocate technology, but we advocate it only as a tool and as a backup to the learning that's going on.
You mentioned two organisations that are associated with it, obviously Trinity College, but you also mentioned SUAS. What exactly is SUAS?
SUAS is a wonderful organisation that was founded by a Trinity College student basically 10 years ago. The anniversary was last November. 10 years ago, this particular student decided that he wanted to go to India and he wanted to try in his hand at teaching out there. When he came back, all of a sudden, there were a lot of people interested in doing what he was doing. And this has mushroomed into an organisation now that is obviously a non-government organisation, not-for-profit organisation, that has its main focus on helping schools, especially in India and Africa, with their teaching needs and learning needs.
You also have an involvement with the NCCA. What relationship do you have with them?
The NCCA, again, are the organisation that have the remit to make changes in Ireland. They work directly with the Department of Education. The NCCA have on a number of occasions asked us to supply them with data. So basically we have performed different levels of research on their behalf. We recently released last year quite a sizable document, which was a case study on all the things that are going on in Bridge 21 at this moment in time. What is in that document ties in extremely well with what is going on in the NCCA at the moment. And the NCCA are very much looking at all these areas of 21st century skills, 21st century learning skills, which of course include managing myself, staying well, being creative, communicating, working with others, and managing information and thinking. So these are the key skills of the junior cycle, which the NCCA are pushing hard for.
Is the main aim to show what's possible, or is it specifically to try and help these students who can have access to it?
If we had the room, we would love to take every student in Ireland into the learning space here in Bridge 31 and put them through the process of the workshops that we have here. But obviously that's totally impossible. So we are very much an organisation that's trying to show to all the schools out there, here is a way of pushing ourselves more into the information technology era that we live in today, rather than the older type, which was very much built on the older industrial style of education. So we will work, as we are doing at the moment, working with a number of schools, but certainly going forward on a scalability side of things, we would be looking now to engage maybe with the education centres to start running teacher workshops directly in these education centres, which will then in turn allow the teachers to go back to their schools and spread the Bridge 21 model.
And if I could ask you to engage in a thought experiment then, if we think of the first years that are out here today, and supposing this was to be their school for the next 5 or 6 years, yes, how would they get on in the Leaving Cert?
The honest answer is, I don't know, Sean. The research that we have done in relation to how the students work in the environment of Bridge 21 is very, very much positive. It's very much... all I could say is that no matter what, the skills they're going to pick up using a model like Bridge 21 can only enhance any of the skills that they currently have in relation to the more rote-centred style of learning that's going on at the moment. We're hoping, of course, that all exams will be obsolete, just like the way the junior cert is going to go in the coming years. We also fully understand that the Bridge 21 model has to work within what is out there at this moment in time. And the Leaving Cert is here, and the Leaving Cert is going to be here for a long, long time to come. But certainly, if we were to utilise the skills and the model of Bridge 21, I am in no doubt that you may not be getting straight A's, but you'll be getting something very, very close to it. And more importantly, extremely well-rounded students who know about themselves, have learned how to learn, and have learned all the skills that companies and employers out there are looking for all the time. One last thing I'd say, just in relation to that, many of the universities of Ireland, again, I wouldn't use the word complain, but notice how that when students come into universities, like the way employers talk about when students come out of school or whatever, they're not well versed in the whole collaborative nature of organisations. The important part of getting on with your fellow workers, the important thing of creative thinking, of being given projects and being told, that's yours, go and resolve it.
And Ciarán, who are the team behind Bridge 21?
The original people involved would have been John Lawler, who's currently the CEO of Scouting Ireland. He left us there last year. Probably the only job in the world that he would have left Bridge 21 for, but everything's going well for him. Claire Keneally. Claire is our director. I'm interim director at the moment. Kevin Sullivan is our wonderful coordinator, and he handles all the workshops. Brendan Tagney is the academic director. Brendan is an associate professor in Trinity College Dublin, and also is involved in the School of Computer Science there. A large portion of Bridge 21 is mentoring and facilitating, and we have a huge cohort of volunteers, and they come from all walks of life. I was actually a volunteer myself a number of years ago. Kevin would have been a volunteer as well.
You're listening to Inside Education on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Podcasts of previous programmes can be downloaded from iTunes or from our website insideed.com. On this week's programme, we're profiling Bridge 21, an educational initiative that provides one vision of education for the 21st century. The Kevin mentioned just now by Ciarán is Kevin Sullivan, who is programme coordinator of Bridge 21. Kevin told me about his position in Bridge 21.
I'm programme coordinator here, so that means I lead most of the student activities. So we've a different group of students here pretty much every week, and I'm leading the various learning activities that are going on here.
Is it the same learning activity every week, or does that vary from week to week?
It varies from week to week. We do have certain programmes that we might run more than once with different groups of students, but it's definitely not the same. Definitely not the same content every week.
So what kind of things would you do with them?
We do a lot of multimedia sort of work. So, well, the fundamental idea is that they're working in teams and they're working together and they've got projects to complete. So they're learning project skills and teamwork skills and communication and creativity and ideas like this. The actual work they're doing, sometimes they're making little movies, sometimes they have to come up with ideas for inventions or products and sell these ideas by making little ads. They've done Play-Doh animation, we've built little robots and programmed them, they've learned to make computer programs, we've done some web design, we've done peer teaching activities, we've done language learning workshops where they're using Skype and communicating with students in Germany. They were working on German recently.
Most of the students would spend a day here. Can they get much done in a day?
They can get a lot done in a day. A lot of students, most of the work we do it's in 4-day programs. So the students that are here today are on day 3 out of 4. For some of them, this is their second time back with us. But even in a day, they can get an introduction to the kind of just ideas of how to work together, how to assign different roles within a team, how to just get one experience of, you know, working together and meeting a deadline and getting something done can be a good first step. Obviously, if that's all they ever do, then they're not going to be team experts, but if this is a starting point for work they might do back in school, one day can be a lot, but where possible we like to get students in for more if we can.
What would the four-day programme look like?
The first day you might have students from a mix of different schools, so we'll start with kind of icebreaking and team building games and just getting to know each other a little bit. We'll form teams on the first day and they'll have a project to complete, so that might be a half day project, and they'll have to put together whether it's a little movie or some kind of task, and they'll have to stand up at the end of that day and show us what they've done. Over each of the subsequent days they'll have, I suppose, slightly bigger projects to work on, and they'll know each other a little bit better and they might be a bit more familiar with some of the technology involved, so you can push them that bit harder day by day. And we generally try and finish off on the last day of the week with a bigger presentation, so whether it's a slightly more complex technical project or a presentation where the students have to make an argument and defend a point of view rather than simply standing up and telling us what they've done for the day. So it's all about kind of progression and step by step upping the ante with the students and pushing the skills that we can.
And about how many students can you cater for at a time here?
25 to 30 is about the max. We've got 6 team pods set up, so each pod can take up to 5 students, so 30 is about the maximum we can fit in at any one time.
And could you describe a pod for the listener?
A pod is kind of a curvy green cubicle. There's 2 computers in each pod and there's 5 chairs, so it's set up for 5 students, but the 2 computers is the key bit. It forces the students to share and work together and hopefully learn from each other. We don't want one student kind of going off on a solo run and leaving the rest of the team on their own. And the pods are semi-enclosed, so the students have a certain amount of their own space, while at the same time the mentors or whoever's leading the activity can be involved and see what's going on with the team as well.
Do you have any plans for developing it in the future?
We're always looking at new content and activities that we can run in here with students, and we're trying out new things. We've started doing a lot of work with teachers, so we had a group of teachers in here this week and they were in the pods and teams in the same way that the students were, and the idea there is that they'll take some of the ideas of how the model of learning works here and introduce that back into their own classrooms. So we can work with so many students each year, but if we can get teachers working this way, then we can have a much, much wider impact on the education system, and that's really what we're, that's the big goal.
I can see a good selection of thank you cards up on the wall here. What kind of feedback do you get from students?
Oh, they're overwhelmingly positive. They love it here. I mean, they love us here to start with because they're out of school, and so they like us to begin with, and we just got to keep that going. They respond really positively to the little bit of, they get a bit of freedom here. They get a little bit of responsibility they might not get in school. They have to make their own decisions. They have to be responsible in a way that they might not have to be in school, and they really react very well to that. We've almost no discipline problems. The students love being here, and long may it continue, I guess.
Indeed, and that was Kevin Sullivan, who is Programme Coordinator of Bridge 21. Next, I spoke to two of the student participants. They are transition year students, Evelyn and Orla. Evelyn told me how she got involved in Bridge 21.
Kevin came to our school in Closheridge, and he basically just asked us to fill out a form if we were interested in coming to the programme, and we got in, so that's pretty much how we got involved in the whole thing, and they do it every year in our school. So
what about you, Orla?
Yeah, it was the same with me. I got involved through the school, and some other people though found out about it online. There's websites online to find out, and they could apply online as well for it, but we found out through our school.
So tell me what you do here, Evelyn.
So basically what we do is, like, you use, like, mostly all of what you do is on computers, and you've got different tasks to do every day. Like, the first time we came here, we made movies, and we made animation, and we came up with ideas and put them on and made trailers for products that we wanted to do. And then this week we are doing, like, games. We're making games with the programme Scratch.
This week we're doing computer science, so it's obviously all computers and programming and stuff like that. And right now we're programming a game, and yesterday we were programming how to use Scratch, which is how we made the game, so we were just learning how to use that and stuff like that.
And we made robots on the first day as well, and we programmed them to move around a track. So you'd made the programme, and then they'd laid out the track, and you had to program the robot to move around the track without using a controller. So when you press start, the robot would just move itself around the track, so that was a bit hard because someone actually did get it the full way around the track. Yeah. So
you have to, like, measure the track so you know how far you need to go while programming the computer, and then getting the computer, using infrared, we got the computer and the robot to correspond so that the robot does whatever the computer says.
And do you know what application you were using to program it?
It was a Lego computer programming system with the robot that actually came with the, like, actual packaging with the robot.
There was a set of instructions on how to build a robot, and then when you went onto the program on the computer, the Lego program, it told you where to put, like, what to use to get the robot to move, and you already knew how to make it because it was part of the program.
And supposing somebody said to you, when you're outside of here, what do you learn in there? How would you describe what you learn?
You learn how to do, like, learning through computers.
And you learn how, like, teamwork, through a lot of teamwork, because usually when we're in school, we're not used to doing teamwork. We do a lot of stuff by ourselves, but here it's all teamwork-based, so you really learn how to work with other people as
well. Which is kind of like what it is like in, like, the real world outside of school. You usually do work in teams, not just by yourself, so you're learning how to work with others and how to cooperate with people, really, and, like, not get angry at them over things. So
can that be tempting at times?
It's sometimes tempting when you're trying to do something and then people aren't listening, but then you just realize, it's not just me on the team. I have to, like, work with everyone.
It's nice to know that someone else is there that can help you out with something. It's not all left up to you, that there is three other members of your team that can help you finish a project or whatever you have to do.
So when you go back to your own school then afterwards, after being here, how does the experience help you?
It helps you to work better in teams, really, because, like, you're not really taught how to work properly in teams in school. You're kind of just pushed into team and studying, and, like, sometimes it's mainly in TY that you learn how to work in teams. Like, in third year or anything, you were just doing the work by yourself. So I think it's actually better working in teams because other people can help you learn something that they knew but you didn't know how to do.
And you go back to school with a better understanding of how different people, like, work. So one person might be really good with computers, but the other person might be good at organizing things, and it helps you understand how a group of people can work together to make a finished product.
Now, you're in your transition year, so it's probably a bit early to be asking you this question, but do you think it will help you for your Leaving Cert at all?
I don't really know, because we haven't really talked about what Leaving Cert is like. It's more like how to like they're just kind of, it's mostly just like worrying about trying to pick what you want to do for your Leaving Cert. But I'm hopefully it will help us with the Leaving Cert working teams, maybe helping others like study for the Leaving Cert.
It definitely would help with college, yeah. So far that I can see. Like in school it is just head down and studying, but it would help a lot with college or even like helping to study for the Leaving Cert.
I'll leave the final word to Ciarán Bauer, who will tell us how to find out more about Bridge 21.
The absolute simplest way is to have a look at our website, www.bridge21, that's the numbers, 21, .ie. We're based here in Oriel House, Dunlop Oriel House is the official name. We're on the corner of Fenian Street and Westland Row. We are always, always asking for anyone involved in education, anyone interested in education, you're more than welcome to pop by or visit. I'm always open to receiving emails, good or bad or indifferent. My email address is ciarán@bridge21.ie.
And if a school is out there, a principal or a teacher is listening in and they wanted to bring their children or their students along here, is that possible?
Again, everything is possible, Sean. The one thing I would add to it is, though, that the good news is we're full at the moment. Yes, we're attracting a lot of interest at this moment in time. I may have said it earlier, we're a very small organisation. We're a very, very tight organisation. So what we're able to achieve is a lot, I would say, obviously, but we're not able to engage in a lot of schools at this moment in time. We are obviously looking towards the next school year in September. We've already had a number of commitments from schools, but if there's any school out there, I would be only too delighted to have a conversation with and see what possibilities would be available for next term. But for this term up to the end of the school term, the good news is we're busy and we're full.
And that's it for this week's Inside Education. You can listen to or download podcasts of previous Inside Education programmes on insideed.com or on iTunes. You can email me at insideeducation@dublincityfm.ie. Thanks to the Bridge 21 team who are featured on this week's programme. Until the same time next week, this is Sean Delaney signing off. Thank you for listening.